March 21. We had a lot of fun at the bakery today. Joe Karp said, "Hey, look where Charlie had his operation. What did they do, Charlie? Put some brains in?" I was gonna tell him about me getting smart, but I remembered Professor Niemer said no. Then Frank Riley said, "What did you do, Charlie? Open a door the hard way?" That made me laugh. They're my friends, and they really like me. There's a lot of work to catch up. They didn't have anyone to clean out the place, because that was my job. But they got a new boy, Ernie, to do the deliveries that I always done. Mr. Donner said he decided not to fire him for a while, to give me a chance to rest up and not work so hard. I told him I was all right, and I can make my deliveries and clean up like I always done, but Mr. Donner says we will keep the boy. I said, "So what am I going to do?" And Mr. Donner patted me on the shoulder and says, "Charlie, how old are you?" I told him, 32 years, going on 33 my next birthday. "And how long you been here?" he said. I told him I didn't know. He said, "You came here 17 years ago. Your Uncle Herman, God rest his soul, was my best friend. He brought you in here, and he asked me to let you work here and look after you as best I could. And when he died 2 years later, and your mother had you committed to the Warren home, I got them to release you on outside work placement. 17 years it's been, Charlie, and I want you to know that the bakery business is not so good, but like I always said, you got a job here for the rest of your life. So don't worry about me bringing in somebody to take your place. You'll never have to go back to that Warren home." I ain't worried. Only what does he need Ernie for to deliver and work around here, when I was always delivering the packages good? He says, "The boy needs the money, Charlie, so I'm going to keep him on as an apprentice to learn him to be a baker. You can be his assistant and help him out on deliveries when he needs it." I never was a assistant before. Ernie is very smart, but the other people in the bakery don't like him so much. They're all my good friends, and we have lots of jokes and laughs here. Sometimes somebody will say, "Hey, look at Frank, or Joe, or even Gimpy. He really pulled a Charlie Gordon that time." I don't know why they say it, but they always laugh, and I laugh too. This morning, Gimpy, he's the head baker and he has a bad foot and he limps. He used my name when he shouted at Ernie because Ernie lost a birthday cake. He said, "Ernie, for God's sake, you trying to be a Charlie Gordon?" I don't know why he said that. I never lost any packages. I asked Mr. Donner if I could learn to be an apprentice baker like Ernie. I told him I could learn it if he gave me a chance. Mr. Donner looked at me for a long time funny, because I guess I don't talk so much most of the time. And Frank heard me, and he laughed and laughed until Mr. Donner told him to shut up and go tend to his oven. Then Mr. Donner said to me, "There's lots of time for that, Charlie. A baker's work is very important and very complicated, and you shouldn't worry about things like that." I wish I could tell him and all the other people about my real operation. I wish it would really work already, so I could get smart like everybody else.